Welcome to Ask Gwen, everyone. Today with me, I have the ultra-fabulous Vanessa Morgan. And the reason why I called her the ultra-fabulous is how I met Vanessa is I was guest on her radio show. So if you guys want to go hear me in a hot seat, you need to go to venmoradio.com or listen to Ask Gwen when it says Vanessa interviews Gwen, because that's the two places that you can hear me in the hot seat. And now it's Vanessa's turn to be in the hot seat. And she's laughing at me because I keep saying hot seat, but she knows it's the truth. And so two journalism students and are going to have a lot of fun today. So my first question out of the shoot is, why did you start Venmo Radio, and how many celebrities help you promote Venmo Radio?
Okay. Well, I actually started Venmo Radio to help artists. Actually, the company I also work with is postproductions.com. That's a promotional company that's dedicated to helping unsigned artists get heard. So I started Venmo Radio with the vision of, you know, giving top celebrity entertainment and news segments as well, like to kind of give listeners something interesting and fun to listen to. So I started Venmo Radio not too long ago, actually. And I've been doing so many celebrities. I mean, just you name it, like, you know, Samantha Goldberg. I've done her. She's a TV host. She also has her own show on E! Network, actually on television. I've also done Samantha Diane. She's an actress, a model, also a TV host as well. I'm actually doing another one today. He's one of the youngest race car drivers, I think, in the U.S. His name is Austin Edwards. I just do so many celebrities. We also promote Michael Neely. I've also done interviews with Alfred Anderson from the R&B group, Hall of Fame nominated R&B group Chic. You guys know them from those old times of you. I've actually done just so many interviews, and I love interviewing people, you know, getting the behind-the-scenes story that not everyone knows from just seeing their face on TV.
I know you do. And you did a fabulous job with my interview, and funny enough, you mentioned Austin Edwards, and I had him on my podcast. And correct, he's the youngest race car driver in the U.S. And my God, for a 13-year-old kid, he's very, very, very composed and knows what he's doing. So have fun with that one. But what made you kick the bucket on corporate America? Maybe you're helping the company you are with on Venmo Radio.
You say, why do I help the company?
What made you kick the bucket out of the cubicle in corporate America? Or are you still in corporate America?
Okay. Well, with postproductions.com, it's not really with the corporate, with kind of corporate America. It's more like, it's pretty much almost the same as Venmo. But Venmo is personally mine. And Post Productions is the company that I work with. So we are a licensed company, and it's something that I've gotten involved with for years, which actually inspired me to create Venmo Radio as well. So Post Productions, they work with, many different unsigned artists from around the world, like you name it, Jamaica, Canada, Africa, anywhere. And I thought it was really interesting to hear so many background stories of people of all different musical genres, different backgrounds, how they grew up and everything, and how they got started in the music industry. And I just thought that was amazing, a great aspect of what Post does, you know, to actually help. And they do it for such a low cost. It's basically almost nonprofit, basically. Like, they have so many free services, as well as magazine features, radio features are free. They give interviews to VIP artists. Like, they've just done so much. And I feel like, you know, they're kind of giving back to the community of Chicago, which is where we're located. So I thought, you know, Venmo, why not do that with Venmo? And, you know, Vamo is actually my name with the VA is Vanessa and the MO is Morgan. So I was like, you know, why don't I just create Vamo? So I'm so glad I'm actually doing this and helping other people. I just love helping people, so I'm glad I can actually have that inspiration.
So why do you offer services so low? I mean, I gave my interview for free via my publicist, and it was a wonderful interview. But I'm noticing that you want to give it back more than a typical company would.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I actually know, actually the founder of Post Productions, Post Records, is KJ. And I remember his story he told me. He was telling me how he used to be an actually struggling musician. And I know how hard it is to actually get your name out there, to learn how to brand yourself as well, when all the costs are just extremely high. You'll pay thousands of dollars for this and that, and you'll be all this money out of your pocket, and you have nothing left. You know, people are struggling to make ends meet with bills and eating. And I'm like, why would you pay so much money for that just to get yourself heard? Like, it shouldn't cost that much. So I figured if I have the prices really low, that people can actually afford it and still get the success that they need or they deserve. So I feel like it would be just great just to have the low prices and not having to worry about, am I going to eat or am I going to pay for promotion, you know? So I thought it would be just great just to have the low price to give back to people.
That's the thing. Am I going to eat or am I going to pay for promotion? And now being said, a little self plug here. You guys are the marketing department. You guys are the marketing department on Venmo, and you guys are the marketing department on AskWin. Even though I have a publicist, still it's you guys are the marketing department. So I hope you guys do a good job on Venmo's side and my side, because we need help. We need help, and this is a listener-supported podcast, AskWin. You guys know that. I accept the Cash App. I accept Venmo. I accept PayPal. You know that. And Vanessa and I are working hard to promote you guys, not the other way around.
Right.
So the tweets, the emails, the social media shares help these unsigned artists, because the problem, and then I'll get off my soapbox here, the problem with iTunes is that these signed artists are not getting paid enough.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They're not getting paid enough. 99 cents doesn't go towards their record producing fee. So what Vanessa is doing on the Unsigned Artist side, I think, is admirable. What I'm doing, sharing the stories with you guys, I just want to keep doing it as long as I can, but you guys have got to support these little unknown gems like Vanessa and I, because this is how we're going to make money. This is how we're going to get paid. This is how we help you guys.
Yeah, exactly. And all the money, it actually goes into the equipment and everything used to promote the artist. So, you know, that's
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Equipment isn't cheap. Vanessa brings up a great point that equipment isn't cheap. And so, Vanessa, what has been your favorite all-time starstruck memory of doing your radio show or doing the work you're doing?
Okay. I actually have two of my favorite memories. Sounds awesome. One of my favorite was actually interviewing Michael Neely. He's actually a former A&R of Def Jam Records. So, you know, he's big time, you know, he's worked with the biggest, you know, celebrities and artists and music execs on his side, which has been amazing talking to him, because, you know, when you see someone or talk to someone that big, you think, you know, they're coming from a different world than you are. But he's actually really down to earth, and the way he spoke was very humble, and I really appreciated doing it with him as well. You know, he's really giving back, just like me. So, you know, it kind of shows me how all of us are kind of the same person. You know, we're all kind of under the same skin, even though we have different backgrounds. We still are all human, and we all are trying to promote each other out there. So it was so great to actually get to know him and actually get to experience what he's learned in the music business, and what I'm learning are kind of the same things, which was so great for that. And also, I would say the very first time with Post Productions, when I helped them with the Exposing Music Awards, we actually have one that's coming up next month, September 15th. So we promote artists and give them a platform to perform, which is amazing. So they can invite, you know, their family and friends out there to hear them perform. And then we have our own audience that comes out there, as well as music executives as well. We have a red carpet there. So it's just all kinds of great things going on, and people are promoting each other and connecting and networking. So it was just a great, amazing sight to see with my very first one there. Everyone took pictures. We had, like, news broadcasters out there, so it was televised on television and everything. It was just great. It was an amazing sight to see, and to see the joy on everyone's faces and how much they loved to be there, and they just felt like, you know, someone's giving back to me finally, all this work I put in, and someone actually cares to give back. So I really love that feeling, which is why I continue to work with Pose, and I continue to work on Vaymo, even though it's costing me, like, I don't know what, you know, it's costing me a lot of money in my pocket, but still I still give back. And within my heart, I still love Pose and Vaymo to give back to other people. Hey, Lynn.
Sorry about that. Jeez, if I don't put these interviews on my schedule, people interrupt me, and that's why I muted my mic, because my dad tried to get involved with our interview, and it's like, really? Really? So that's why I muted my mic. So anyway,
right.
That's, sorry about that.
Oh.
So I was going to ask you, if you had to be educated by anyone, who would it be and why?
If I could be educated by anyone, that's a really good question. It would probably be, actually I've been educated by some of the people I really do admire already, which is amazing. I've been educated by V. Joe Soto from V103, the hit radio station here in Chicago. He's worked with so many other people. He actually does the same thing I'm doing. You know, I've been inspired by him. He does interviews and promoting people as well. So I've been educated by him, and I'm so glad that I actually got the chance to learn under his wing. And I've also been educated by D-Stone Pony. He's been on, again, V103, WGCI, B96. So he's just been all over the place, you know, all kinds of radio stations, and done so much, and his name is huge out there. You know, so the people that I've been educated by have been just amazing experiences that I've had with them. So, yeah.
And, Vanessa, if you had to pick anyone to interview and they would have said yes in 2 seconds flat, who would it be and why? Who's your dream interview?
That's a really good question. I would have to say one of the people would be Ariana Grande. I just think, you know, she's really young. I think she's like 24, 25 now. But she is an amazing artist to me. I just feel like her music really speaks to women, you know, women in general. Actually, all people, but mostly women. She's very feminine. She's very powerful. She speaks from the heart, and she's very caring. Like, most of her money, she's like, you guys, I really don't have that much money. You know, it's like, she donates so much money of her to charities all over the world, which is amazing and beautiful. And, I know the attack that she had, at one of her concerts in Manchester last year, I think, 2017 in May. She had someone attack, it was like a terrorist attack there. And she was just so heartbroken, and she's still going through it now, and she makes music about it, and she speaks openly about it, which is something many artists are afraid to do, speak openly about things that have happened to them. And she speaks very openly about it, and she's a very honest person. I think that would just be amazing to interview her.
So, Ariana Grande, well, yes. My dream interview has now passed on, and I wish she said yes to little old me, or yes to you. That would have been Aretha Franklin.
Really? Yeah. Oh, man, I heard
that.
That
would have been the
phenomenal. Yeah.
That would have been yes, just to get her voice and her legendary stories and just to get everything under the sun. And unfortunately, she passed away yesterday. So, the next time Ariana Grande comes knocking, grab that one, because I think that would be another great legacy piece, even though she's young. And she's younger than I am, you combine. So even though she's young, we got to put these stars in the spotlight, and we got to put these people that are doing incredible work like you and I in the spotlight, because I can't do what I'm doing without you guys. What I'm doing is for you guys, and what Vanessa's doing on the star end and on the human end, we can't do what we're doing without you guys. I mean, the music industry is hard enough as it is. My dad retired from being a professional sound mixer, and he's got stories, so I have had my stories of these artists not getting what they want because they can't. Mm-hmm. They can't. So basically, self-plugged there for Venmo Radio and Ask Lynn combined. So where do you see yourself in the next 6 months?
6 months? That's a good question. I see myself actually continuing to brand Vamo Radio, and hopefully it continues to grow. I know I have so many listeners coming in, which is really great. I'm glad the listenership is growing as well. I hope to be able to inspire other people, to actually encourage other people as well to tell their background stories, to even come on the show and to give more interviews to people, to help them express themselves as well. Because I love promoting people, and I want to be able to help them shine that light on them, which I think would be really great. I also see polls just becoming phenomenal. Like, the next 6 months, I think, would be amazing, because by that time, we're already planning the next award show. I really think things are going to go up even further from here, which I really hope. And, I know I'm just going to continue to promote other artists and celebrities and everything, and do the best I can to my ability to help other people reach their goals as well.
Yeah, and this is not Vanessa's podcast performance. She was like this Miss Bubbly when I got the chance to be interviewed by her. And do you ever have a down day, Vanessa, where you just think, I can't do this anymore? Or is that just me that thinks I can't do this anymore?
Oh, no, it's not just you. Oh, yeah, I think we all have our days when we're really down in the dumps and we just can't, get up. And I know I'll have, maybe one day every three or four months, I would say, I'll have, one really, really bad days. I give up and I don't want to do it anymore. But then it's always, something given to me. A day after or 2 days after that. It's something that inspires me to keep going. Someone needs you out there, and I never want to give up on anyone, even if I haven't met them yet or anything. So I feel I always get that kick back up. And it's get back up, stand up on your 2 feet and know that you can do this. I stare at myself in the mirror and say, Vanessa, you can definitely do this. And you know you have to keep striving for your goals, and you have to keep helping people. So that's what I do every single day.
Yep, yep. And this week has been a week for me where if everything could go wrong, it had gone wrong. And it's like, really? And it's like, really? Punch,
yeah.
punch. And so there is light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm like,
right.
Oh, please get me to Monday. Please get me to next Monday. So no bad week. I mean, it's like, it's like payment with being a ass. PayPal's with actually being an ass. And I told you guys earlier that I won't be using PayPal. Well, it turns out I just needed to reconnect technology. Now PayPal is perfectly fine, so I can use it on my phone. But it's like, really? Really? I really need to support my podcast so I can pay my bills. And so, Vanessa, where can people find you, and where can people find the fabulous Venmo Radio and you and all what you're doing?
Well, people can find out more about Venmo Radio by visiting venmo-radio.com. Venmo spelled, people who don't know, Venmo spelled V-A-M-O. And it's put a dash and then radio.com. You can also just search me on Google, really. Everything will pop up there. My website will pop up, Venmo Radio. You'll see my Facebook page. You can also connect with me on there. I believe I'm also on Instagram. I'm also on postproductions.com. Pose is spelled P-O-Z-E, productions with an S, .com. You can also email me at postproductions@gmail.com. Or if you have any questions or anything about Venmo Radio services or anything you'd like to get into or just want to talk, you can also email me at vanessamorgan@venmo-radio.com. So, yeah, so many ways you can contact me. Also, I have not only Venmo Radio, but I also host Pose Radio, too. So if you have any questions about being on the radio station or even being into Pose Magazine, or VIP services. We have so much going on. There's so much that you can get involved with or you can help with or even donate to us. We actually have a fundraiser out now. Pose Radio has a fundraiser, and we're trying to help artists.
The host has joined the conference.
Yeah. We also have artists who are trying to get to our
fun with technology, Vanessa.
No,
fun with technology. See, I told you. It's the end of my week. And I'm like,
yeah, I understand. Yeah. Again, but anyone can definitely just connect with me anytime. It would be great. Hey, Wynn.
The host has joined the conference.
Vanessa, fun with technology. So where can people find you if they want to get a hold of you. Are you on all social medias? I presume you're on.
Yeah, I am. Yeah. Oh, yeah, like I said. Yeah, the Facebook as well. Also, the Vamo-radio.com. You can also contact me at postproductions@gmail.com. If you want to find any more information about Vamo Radio services or actually being on Post Radio or any services we have on there as well, or even performing at the award show we have coming up next month, anything you want to find out, you can always contact me for sure.
Anything. And if any unknown artists are listening out there, please contact myself or Vanessa. We'll get you interviews. Don't worry. We'll get you. You're invited on my podcast. You're certainly invited on Venmo Radio. And we'll get you covered and we'll get you potentially signed, because I know how hard it is for the artist or the self-published author to get out there. And I just wanted to thank you, Vanessa, for letting me come on her podcast and letting me share my story on her podcast, and then letting her come on my podcast and sharing her story. And we're going to work together in the future, you guys. I know this. I know
this.
Vanessa and I are going to be sending each other interviews. And I mean that, Vanessa. If you have a good interview that I should interview, let's do it. I mean that seriously, because you guys need to help us. And you guys know the music beat better than we do. So anyone who's listening to Ask Wynn, send Vanessa her interview information, because Vanessa needs all the help we can get, as do I, as many podcasters do. I mean, this is a whole new thing, independent podcasting, independent radio shows. I mean, Vanessa and I are not, we're not directed by an independent, by a radio show. I wish we were, but radio is dying. If people remember MTV Video Killed the Radio Star, how about podcasting killed the radio star, because radio is dying? Hello? Radio is dying. People are moving to YouTube. People are moving to podcasting. And so let's help each other where we can. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous week of Ask Wynn. I'm so sorry for the technical difficulties, you guys. Ugh, I feel so bad. I feel so bad. As I said, it's been a week of trials and tribulations. And luckily you guys rolled with the punches, including Vanessa. And I appreciate Vanessa's time. I know she's going to scoop and get prepared for her interview. And so I appreciate Vanessa's time. And I hope you guys enjoyed another fabulous episode of Ask Wynn. Thank you, guys.
Thanks so much.